There are actually three motivations that God gives to believers for serving Him down here, for witnessing for Him, for getting His word out to others. Now, this is the first one, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, that is, while we're down here, according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Now, you'll be rewarded according to the way you serve him down here. And the very wonderful thing is that this is a motive for serving Christ, because this is a report that we're going to have to give to him someday. And he says in Revelation 22:12, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according as his works shall be." Now, he's talking here to those that are his, believers. And they're going to be brought, as he says here, before the judgment seat of Christ. Now, that's the Bema. That's not that thronus, the throne of God, the great white throne. And he says here that we labor down here. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Now, this is the Bema. When I was in Corinth, several pictures were made of me by the tour group. I've been sent several pictures by some that took them there, standing on that Bema. That was a place where the judges of the city met. They judged the citizens that had done certain things. It wasn't a question of life or death there. Now, this is not the great white throne, the judgment seat of Christ. It's for believers. It's to see whether they're going to receive a reward or not. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Who's he talking to? Believers. That we may receive the things done in the body. That is, while you're down here, my friend, you're going to be judged by the way you've lived the Christian life, how you've lived in these bodies down here. When we go into his presence, we are through with this old body. But my friend, how did you use it? How did you live down here? And therefore, Paul made it very clear that he wanted to stay down here. And because of that, Paul could say, as he said to the Philippians, you remember, he says, "For me to live is Christ, to die is gain." And he says, to go and be with Christ is far better. But he said, "I'd like to stay down here. I'd like to, for your sake, I'd like to preach the gospel of Christ a little longer." And I had a very good friend here in Southern California when I got cancer, wrote me, said, "Now others are praying that you be spared. I'm praying the Lord will take you because I know you're ready." I said, "Wait a minute. You let the Lord decide that. It's between me and the Lord. You stay out of this." Because I'm like that boy years ago in my Southland. The preacher one night says, "How many want to go to heaven?" Everybody put up their hands but that boy. Preacher looked down and said to him, "Don't you want to go to heaven?" He said, "Sure I want to go to heaven, but I thought you was getting up a load for tonight." And friends, I'm like that boy. I didn't want to go right away when I had cancer. Paul didn't want to go. He said, "I want to stay. I want to stay in this body and do as much as I possibly can." Friends, Paul says, "I believe I'd rather live a little longer and preach Christ to people." And he says, "I want Christ to be magnified in my body. Whether present or absent, I want Christ to be magnified, that I might be accepted of him, that I might receive a reward." And believers ought to live, by the way, in the light of that.